This is Dr. Schumacher, Dictating a Prognosis, known as Kathy Higgins, last name H-I-G-G-I-N-S, first name Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was June 1st, 2022. Paragraph, case complaint, Mrs. Higgins was seen June 1st, 2022, and I was asked to do a dementia evaluation period. She was recently in the hospital and had an elevated ammonia level period. She also has hypertension, hypothyroidism. Comparative history. Mrs. Higgins was in the hospital and she had elevated ammonia level. There was a concern about her liver, period. We got only a paucity of information from the hospital, period. She did not feel too badly when seen, period. She seems stable with respect to her hypertension on the lisinopril, and she doesn't have any specific hypothyroid symptoms such as alteration in temperature tolerance and is on levothyroxine, period. New paragraph, she's been a bit confused and staff is concerned, but she still has quite a bit of insight into her problems, period. He has been treated for the neck abscess, but that's completely gone, period. He's not ambulating due to an old motor vehicle accident, period. She has right hemiplegia and a right foot drop, period. She mobilized by wheelchair. Needs help with transfers, period. New paragraph, review of symptoms negative for chest pain, tortoiseness, nausea, vomiting, headaches, dizziness, or any seizures, period. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Temperature 98.6. Pulse 79, respiratory 16, blood pressure 131 over 70, O2 saturation 95%. Head and neck. Pupils are equally reactive to light, eyelids and coming time are normal, oral mucosa normal, use normal inspection. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiac vascular normal, S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur, mild edema, abdomen soft, non-tender. CNS clean is grossly normal, period. She does not ambulate, period. Her right side is much weaker than the left, and she has a right foot drop, and the right plantar is extensor. Paragraph. I did a mini mental status exam, period. She scored 23 out of 30, period. She lost 4 points in orientation to time, period. She was totally oriented to place, and she could register the three objects, but only recall one of them, period. She did well in attention, repetition, naming, reading, writing, and copying, and she scored 2 out of 3 on the three-stage command, period. She was perfect, 2 out of 2 in clock drawing, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Higgins has cognitive impairment, and she had an elevated ammonia may have had hepatic encephalopathy, period. I will follow this, period. I will follow up likely with liver enzymes to assess for liver disease, period. If her confusion is due largely to due to hepatic encephalopathy, she may not have dementia, period. However, I will follow subsequently, period. Two, she has hypertension, currently controlled with lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has hypothyroidism, clinically stable with levothyroxine, 75 micrograms daily, period. Three, she has diabetes mellitus, which is relatively stable. I will continue. Her current dose of Ozempic, 2 milligrams weekly, and Humalog, 30 units before breakfast and 30 units before dinner. Period. She continues back on baclofen 10 milligrams daily for spasticity and omeprazole 20 milligrams daily for reflux prevention and mesogare 10 milligrams daily for detrusor overactivity, period. She has hypolipidemia and continues on atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily plus Vascepa 2 milligrams twice a day, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.